Nikki Haley on staying in the race, "I've always been David taking on Goliath." By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 20, 2024. Republican presidential hopeful Nikki Haley defended her decision to remain in the presidential primary race during a speech in South Carolina, comparing herself to the biblical great David and bizarrely asserting that it is the political elite who want her to drop out, telling the audience that she has heard from the American people. Even though virtually every single poll shows the GOP electorate overwhelmingly supporting former President Donald Trump. "Some of you, perhaps a few of you in the media, came here today to see if I'm dropping out of the race," Haley said as she began her remarks in Greenville. "Well, I'm not. Far from it, and I'm here to tell you why I'm running for president. Because we have a country to save," she said, proclaiming that there are politicians who embrace Trump but privately know that he will be a disaster without providing examples. In politics, herd mentality is enormously strong. A lot of Republican politicians have surrendered to it. The pressure on them was way too much. They didn't want to be left out of the club, she said, explaining that she is not afraid to say the hard truth out loud. "I feel no need to kiss the ring. I have no fear of Trump's retribution," she claimed, completely ignoring poll after poll showing Trump trouncing her in virtually every single state, not to mention that he defeated her in Iowa, New Hampshire, and Nevada. Related, Nikki Haley: unhinged Trump doesn't deserve to be president. South Carolina will vote on Saturday, but on Sunday, I'll still be running for president, she said, making it clear that regardless of the results in her home state, she is not going anywhere. "I'm campaigning every day until the last person votes because I believe in a better America and a brighter future for kids. Nothing good in life comes easy. I'm willing to take the cuts, the bruises, and the name-calling," she said, attempting to position herself as a hero, even comparing herself to the biblical great, David. "Because the only way you get to the blessing is by going through the pain. Dropping out would be the easy route. I've never taken the easy route. I've been the underdog in every race. I've always been David taking on Goliath," Haley proclaimed. "And like David, I'm not just fighting someone bigger than me. I'm fighting for something bigger than myself," she added, continuing to attack the Republican frontrunner. "We don't anoint kings in this country. We have elections, and Donald Trump, of all people, should know we don't rig elections," she said, telling her audience that the only candidate who's helping Joe Biden is Donald Trump, deeming him more unstable and unhinged. "We have two hugely flawed candidates in Biden and Trump. Americans know it. They've been saying it for years, and we all know why," she added. The latest string of South Carolina polls repeatedly shows Trump leading Haley in her own backyard by double digits.